أنا إن سألت القوم عني من أنا، أنا مؤمن سأعيش دوما مؤمنا.
Strengthening one's inner and outer self, developing a sophisticated Islamic personality, and becoming a better Muslim. This is Nasir Reflections.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to today's episode of Nafsiya Reflections, Finding Time. With studies, work, relationship duties, and other community obligations, life can get hectic very quickly. We may find ourselves running around from sunup to sundown, trying to fulfill everything we need to do. But at the end of it, we're completely drained. It can seem like a burden a lot of the times, with too much to do and so little time. Or everything may get ticked off our daily to-do list, but our minds and bodies don't support us any longer. It can get too much. It can be that we wait for our lives to become a little slow or less busy, and we tell ourselves, it'll get better when my university studies are over, or when I complete my work project, or when I apply for a new job, or when I've saved more money, or when the children get older, or when I get married, or. And then at some point, it occurs to us that it doesn't really ever seem to slow down. One thing will end and the next will start. That's life. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَاتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَا عُثْمَانِ فَإِنَّ لِأَهْلِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقًّا وَإِنَّ لِضَيْفِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقًّا وَإِنَّ لِنَفْسِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقًّا فَصُمْ وَأَفْطِرْ وَصَلِّ وَنَمْ. Fear Allah, Uthman. Your wife has a right on you. Your guest has a right on you. Yourself has a right on you. You should keep fast and sometimes leave fast and pray and sleep. There's so much that we as Muslims are required to do. We have rights to fulfill and a goal to accomplish. Alhamdulillah for our deen of Islam, which guides us in the best way to see this and achieve this. We are taught that life is spent in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the roles He gives us and the tasks that are attached to it. When we have this understanding, this is the first step into solving the problem of finding time, being productive, and inshallah, having the contentment that the heart yearns. You see, the thing is, we at times allow our reality to overwhelm us. We allow our life situations to dictate our mindset and our emotions. We hold our hands up when an extra thing is added to our already stressful life. We can't allow this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already warned us. Life is a test. We must acknowledge that we are required to do the best we can, to strive and persevere. And then the rest is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do our bit, and then anything outside of that is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we will try to please Him in any way we can. In this day and age, in the secular systems we live in today, we celebrate being busy. Capitalism does not allow us to sit still, yet gives us no clear-cut purpose to our lives. How crazy is that? This is a dangerous mindset we fall into. This is what makes us fall into feeling overwhelmed and away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It can be we're asked to work overtime, or our deadline has been pushed back, or our children have become ill, or our parents need us to take them to their appointments, or last minute guests turn up requires cooking. This is when we know it is outside our realm and it's purely a test from Allah. So we must always be aware that these life surprises can happen. So when they come, it doesn't throw us off and we hold our hands up. Instead, our mindset dictates, not the reality. We were prepared. Keyword here, prepared. Preparation. The busiest people who have so many things to juggle through find a way to successfully get things done and keep their sanity. The secret is preparation. Preparing for our daily events can minimize the drama and help push through with all that anticipation. So when a little thing has been added on for us to do, we take it on, chin up, knowing that there was always a possibility this would happen. So with so much to do, work, studies, spouse, our home, parents, children, ourselves, how do we balance all these? How can we possibly prepare for all these all together? How do we go about this? How do we organize, plan, and manage our time? There's really no set formula. However, there is a key. That is to be very honest and sincere with ourselves. To really scrutinize and reflect on how we spend our time. Do we maximize our time or are we a little relaxed? If we push a little more, could we fit it all in? Or even the opposite? Are we able to say no when something is not really necessary? Or if it's getting too much? Are we able to put ourselves first, to recharge, and therefore be our best selves, to fulfill our tasks, and be beneficial for others? Once we've passed that, a good starting point is to begin making lists and schedules. Schedules to keep us on track, to balance our lives. We can make block schedules, hourly schedules, or just set daily goals, keeping in mind that we must balance every part of our life. This way, we evaluate our priorities. By writing down everything that needs to be done and achieved, be it daily, monthly, or yearly, it's easier to then decide the order of importance. It can help us decide and categorize which things are more important than others, what things can wait, and which ones can't. How should I divide my time for studies, work, home? How should I divide my time for my different relationships every week? How much for my parents? How much for my spouse? How much for my silat al-rahim, close relatives, to my friends? All of these should be put down. These lists should then allow us to get all the pending obligations out of our heads and onto paper so that we can organize, prioritize, and delegate tasks to be done. Organization is the secret. When there is order, we are more in control and confident. So living by a list helps to get more done to ensure the focus is on the most important responsibilities first. In support of this, we need to set goals, realistic goals. What do we want to achieve in all the different spheres in our life? Our professional life, our career, our family, as well as our personal development. So I want a position where I'm more independent in my work. Or I want to continue master's after I graduate. Or I want my child to study recitation of the Quran. I want quality time over quantity with my spouse. I want to perfect my relationship with Allah. Or I want to give da'wah to my friends, family, and colleagues. Once established, it requires a plan, which requires deep contemplation on exactly how this will be done. We will now have a focus, a path to follow, and therefore making very good use of all our time, where we fit it all in. When goals are being met, inshallah, we will find that we are no longer struggling for balance. From this point on, the biggest test is the consistency and the self-discipline to keep going. Here, we remember the purpose of why we began in the first place. For a believing Muslim, it must always link back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and pleasing Him. Once Allah puts barakah in our lives, our lives will be more content as we feel His rida upon us, inshallah. Knowing He is right there with us. And once we believe we are humans created with purpose, our lives will suddenly have purpose. Because there will be periods we stall or fail or struggle. And it will only be this link that gets us back up. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, نِعْمَتَانِ مَغْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ الصِّحَّةُ وَالْفَرَغُ. Two favors that many of the people squander are health and free time. Our time spent in this life is ultimately the deciding factor for our afterlife. How we spend our time, we will be asked about this. We will have to account for it all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Rabb, our Master, our Creator. He made us. He knows full well of all the struggles, pain, and challenges we come with. He acknowledges this and shows us so much mercy by informing us of what's to come. Soon, we will stand at the doors of Jannah, inshallah, waiting for them to open, feeling grateful for every moment we had in dunya, feeling grateful for every duty, task, and obligation we had. So let us remember that this life was made for us to worship Allah. Let us remember that this worship to Allah is what will give us what we all work for, Allah's love and Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala place utmost barakah in our time, to our worship to Him, and guide us to fulfilling all our duties for which we attain the biggest reward of all, Jannah, in the company of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Jazakumullahu khayran for joining us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.